Today on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young.
You are surrounded with a superabundance of beauty. Abundance, overflowing. That's the life that God has for us who are in Christ. That's our goal. Could anyone find a better goal than to have life through infinity that is over the top, that is overflowing, has superabundance about it? A Christian does not see a glass as half full. A Christian sees a glass that's overflowing.
The truth is, God's plans for you should be your goal. Welcome to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Today, Dr. Young begins a message keeping your eyes on the goal and encourages you to strive for the abundant life God has in store for you. Stick around, that message is just about to start. Welcome back to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Before Dr. Young jumps into his message today, we want to help you grasp God's Word like never before by sending you the one-year chronological Bible. It's the entire biblical text presented in the order of events as they actually happened. With as little as 15 minutes a day, you can read the whole Bible in 1 year and experience this incredible story unfold in history. The one-year chronological Bible is our way of saying thanks for your gift today to help The Winning Walk reach people all over the world with the proven truth of God's Word. So call now to give and get your copy of the one-year chronological Bible. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word winning to 41411. Text winning to 41411. Now, here's Dr. Ed Young with today's message, Keeping Your Eyes on the Goal.
If you've been around and you think for a moment everybody needs a life coach, the secular world, you can spend a hunk of money bringing in someone to coach you into life. Everybody needs a life coach. We decided that. So, here we are, and now we ask the big, overwhelming question. Well, I'm on this team. What's the goal? What is the goal? What are we reaching for? And we will discover in the process there's something different from success and fulfillment. Jesus said, "Come follow me and I will make you fishers of men." And they thought that success was catching a lot of fish, being successful in the selling of the fish, having plenty of money because they were big fishermen. But Jesus taught them that, hey, there's something bigger than that. That is worldly success. By the way, they caught a lot of fish as well. But I'm going to move you into a life of fulfillment, and that's fishing for people, building the right stuff in people. And so we come and ask, well, what is the goal? What are we reaching for? We're on the team of Christ. What's the goal out there? And I submit to you in John 10:10, we have a series of verses that will satisfy every one of us here, however you describe it, as a worthy life goal, okay? I mean, you could use different words, but I think this will sum up what every single person would like to see. This is my life goal. It's worthy. It's worthy. It's what I would love to have. Now, in this chapter 10 of Gospel of John, Jesus is talking about he was the shepherd of the sheep. He says, I'm a shepherd. I'm your coach. And he talks about the kind of coach he is. Verse 2, but he, Jesus, who entered by the door is the shepherd, the coach of the sheep. We're the sheep. He's our coach. We're on the team. To him, the doorkeeper opens, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. when he puts forth all his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. Years ago, I was in Jerusalem by the sheep gate, and I happened to be there on the day when all the shepherds were bringing their sheep in. Some would be sheared, some would be sold, some would be traded. And I'm telling you, wherever I looked, there were sheep and there were shepherds here, there. And I asked the guide, how in the world do they know this is my sheep, this is my sheep, this is yours? Are they branded? He said, oh, no. He said, all the sheep know the voice of the shepherd. And the shepherd has a name for every one of his sheep. So they never get confused. That's what Jesus is saying. We're on his team. He is our shepherd. He's our coach. He knows everything about us. Every hair on our head, he has counted. He's not counting as high on my head as he used to. But that's how he knows us intimately. He's our shepherd. And then what does he say? He says in verse 10, the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy other shepherds, other competitors. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. Jesus says, I came, I solicited you on my team, you joined my team, I am your coach so you can have, here's the goal, abundant life. Life is Zoe. It is life in infinity. It is a completed life. It is a full life. And the word abundantly there is the word pison. It is a word that means in excess. It means more than excess, abounding in success, abounding in excess in your success. Picture. It's a picture word. Here you are standing on the coast. You look out. The water is emerald clear. In the distance, there are magnificent mountains. Over here, there is a sunset that you can't even describe. You turn behind you, there's the white sand, and there's a lake in the distance, and there's a multiplicity of flowers and planting that just takes your breath away. You are surrounded with a superabundance of beauty. Abundance, overflowing. That's the life that God has for us who are in Christ. That's our goal. Could anyone find a better goal than to have life through infinity that is over the top, that is overflowing, has superabundance about it? We say, well, I want people who see a glass as half full, not half empty. A Christian doesn't see a glass as half empty. A Christian does not see a glass as half full. A Christian sees a glass that's overflowing. Our God is a God of excesses. Have you noticed that? First verse in the Bible, in the beginning, God created the heavens. He hadn't got around to the earth yet. See? In the beginning, God created the heavens. And we know there's those galaxies, the stratosphere, the ionosphere, the black hole, other universes. And we know that astrophysicists tell us there are more stars, listen carefully, this is mind-boggling, there are more stars out in all the solar systems than there are grains of sand on every beach in the world. Did you get that? Does that just stab you? On every beach in the world, count the grain of sands. 100 to the 10 millionth power, whatever it might be, there are more stars than there are grains of sand. You see, God is a God of excess. More than enough, over the top. I don't know what he was doing. I guess before he got around to creating the earth and life, he just got carried away.
You're listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. There's more powerful teaching ahead, so stay with us. But first, Have you ever wanted to read the entire Bible but find yourself getting stuck around Leviticus? We want to help you experience God's Word like never before by sending you the one-year chronological Bible. This one-of-a-kind Bible weaves the story of Scripture together by presenting it in the order of events as they actually unfolded in history. So the text comes alive as you see God's hand at work in His story of redemption. The one-year chronological Bible is our gift to you to say thanks for your generosity today. It's only with the help of friends like you that The Winning Walk can continue sharing the proven truth of God's Word with people like you around the world. So please call today to get your copy of the one-year chronological Bible when you give. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255, or text the word WINNING to 41411. Text WINNING to 41411. Now, here's a sneak peek at the teaching right after the break.
Our mind needs to be renewed. That's what a coach does. We see things differently. We view things differently. He's coaching us up.
That's next on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Welcome back to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. We want to help you walk the winning walk with Christ every single day, so we've packed our website with practical resources to help you apply God's proven truth to your life, including books, Bible studies, and audio and video clips. You can also sign up for Dr. Young's email devotional and even request personal prayer. So visit winningwalk.org for more of the proven truth and personal support you need. That's winningwalk.org. You can also follow your favorite program on Twitter. Our username is winningwalk. That's Winning Walk. Now, here's Dr. Ed Young once again with more of today's message, keeping your eyes on the goal.
And therefore, the goal of life, He offers it to you and to me, is Zoe, life, and an overflowing abundance. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 2:9, eye has not seen and ear has not heard, neither has it entered the heart of man, the things that God has prepared for those who love Him. For those who are on His team and function and are humble enough and committed enough, He promises life overflowing, and we can't even imagine that. It's beyond anybody's ability to comprehend. So that's our goal. Would everybody be satisfied with abundant life? Anybody want to add to that? Can you extrapolate from that? Well, No. I think that's the top. That's the summa bonum. That's the ultimate, is it not? Abundant life. Now, how do you get there? Well, we're on the team. Let's go back to the operative passages we've revolved around for several weeks. And that is Romans 12, verse 1 and 2. You're familiar with it. Therefore, I beseech you, brethren. Now, Paul has summed up all the doctrine, which we're all Phi Beta Kappa in, right? We went through all that. Mm-hmm. And all the doctrine, he says, now I get to practicality. This is how you put it together. Therefore, I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, you present your body a living sacrifice. Remember, a living, killing, holy, acceptable unto God. In other words, We die to ourselves and our goals. We present our bodies. That's the first step of being on the team of Christ. That is humility, isn't it? Lord, here it is. I'm living, but I'm dead. A living killing. I've killed all of myself and my desires. A living sacrifice that's wholly acceptable to Him, which is your reasonable service. That's the humility it takes in order for Him to coach us, right? And then the next thing, not only humility, we need to be committed. And said, we present our body a living sacrifice, and then what's the next part that we have in there? It said, we're not conformed to the world, we're transformed by the renewal of our mind, and that is a commitment. Our minds are renewed. I don't usually get super pious with you, but I can tell you I spend several hours this week just asking, working, seeking for the Holy Spirit to renew my mind. You see, we get those grooves in there. We get those responses in there. We get all this stuff in there and those voices and what to go and what to do. Our mind needs to be renewed. That's what a coach does. We see things differently. We view things differently. He's coaching us up to have this overflowing life. Coaching us up. And then he says, why? We have this renewed mind so that we can prove what the will of God. Now, the will of God for most people is far too spooky. We have the idea God has hidden his will. Ooh, where is it? Maybe it's under that chair. Ooh, and sometimes you play like, remember the, as kids game, I spy. We're looking for God's will. It is so mysterious. Should I go there? Should I do this? Listen, ladies and gentlemen, God's will is about decisions we make, but if you want to begin to find out God's plan and purpose for your life, guess where you start? The Bible. The Bible says it's God's will we be saved. We know Christ. We're on his team. That's first. Number two, he says it's God's will that we be filled with his Spirit as he leads us in our life. That's second. And third, it's God's will we be growing and maturing in our faith. The third, it's God's will that we be submissive to one another. We be submissive. The last thing, we are to be serving. Now, these are five things the Bible clearly states it is the will of God for you and for me. When these things are operative in your life and my life, not perfect, but they're operating in your life and my life, guess what God's will is about the multiplicity of decisions we make about vocation or going or buying or selling or whatever. Guess how that comes out. What, to put out a fleece? We just have to say what the psalmist said. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, in Proverbs. Lean not upon your own understanding, and all your ways acknowledge him, and oh, he'll direct your life. In other words, God's will becomes, that's what I feel, that's what I know. It's not a mysterious thing. It's an automatic thing flowing from a life that leads us to abundance. A lot of people think God's will, oh, it's a bad thing, it's a terrible thing, it's a heinous thing, no, I won't have any fun anymore. No, no. God's will, you have life overflowing, abundant life. And then you have three little words there in the second verse of Romans 12. It says God's will is good, it's acceptable, and it's perfect. And that's how we realize our goal is abundant living. And we discover God's will. And it's good. It's acceptable. Some translations say pleasurable. And it's perfect. It just fits. It's just designed for you and for me to have this excessive life of overflowing. Let's pray together for a minute. Our Heavenly Father, how confusing so many times we see life. Teach us not only to simplify life, but discover that that abundance that you offer is available when we're humble and committed and are coachable. Lord, you speak, let me get out of the way, is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Dr. Ed Young's message, Keeping Your Eyes on the Goal, will continue in just a moment. When you hear stories from the Bible, do you ever find it challenging to place a story in the context of the larger timeline of Scripture? Or maybe wonder where those stories even took place? We want to help you read the entire Bible in 1 year with a clear understanding of all its events by sending you the 1 year chronological Bible. Broken into 365 daily readings, this powerful study tool makes God's Word come alive by presenting it to you as the events of Scripture unfolded in real time. And it's our gift to thank you for your donation today to help The Winning Walk continue encouraging people around the world with the proven truth of God's Word. So call now to request your copy of the 1 year chronological Bible when you give. Call 1-800-350-WALK. 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word winning to 41411. Text winning to 41411. Now stay with us. The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Yung returns right after this short break. And welcome back. You're listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Yung. I hope you'll visit our website for resources to help you walk the winning walk with Christ. Visit winningwalk.org. You can also request prayer, stream messages 24/7, and learn more about Dr. Yung. Or you can sign up for Dr. Young's email devotional online at winningwalk.org. And if you're on Twitter, follow us for more daily encouragement. Our username is winningwalk. That's Winning Walk. Now here's Dr. Ed Yung to continue his message, Keeping Your Eyes on the Goal.
There's a story that I read years and years ago, and I just can't forget it. It's a super story. It's about a man who got on a bus. He wanted to go to Detroit. He bought a ticket to Detroit, and he got on the bus, and he took a long trip. And when he arrived and got off the bus, he discovered that he was in Kansas City. Yeah. And he started asking people about different things in Detroit. He said, "Where's Woodward Avenue?" And they said, "We don't know of a Woodward Avenue." "What?" He said, "What about Cobo Hall?" No. And finally they convinced him he wasn't in Detroit, he was in Kansas City. What happened? He got on the wrong bus. When you get where you're going, where will you end up? Where will you be? There's a lot of buses running in our town, is it not? A lot of destinations, a lot of roads, a lot of calls, a lot of things we can get on and follow and be a part, a lot of paths. And the question is, when you get where you're going, where will you be? Where will I be? It's a matter of destination. It's not, well, I intend to get there. The prodigal son didn't think he'd end up feeding pigs, of all things. He was Jewish. Man, never that. That was not his goal, but he took improper means to reach his goal. A lot of people get married in the church, beautiful young couples. Oh, they're in love. They are part of the covenant making with God and with each other, and they have dreams of wonderful life together, love making together, children together, a good vocation, a life that's filled with significance. They want a Christian home. But somehow that picture of utopia ends up in Reno. What happened? They got on the wrong bus. They wanted this Christian home with Christian kids, but they made improper choices. They had their priorities right, but somehow their commitments didn't match their priorities.
You've been listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Yung. We hope today's message has encouraged you in your own winning walk with Christ. Today's broadcast is only possible because of listeners like you who give to keep The Winning Walk on the air and online, encouraging people all around the world with the proven truth of God's Word. We truly appreciate your partnership. And to thank you for your gift today, we'll send you the 1-year chronological Bible. This unique Bible leads you through the story of Scripture as the events actually unfolded in real time. In only 15 minutes a day, you'll grasp God's Word like never before, as His incredible story comes alive in history. Call today to request your copy of the 1-year chronological Bible when you give. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word winning to 41411. Text winning to 41411. Thanks for being with us here today on The Winning Walk. Come back tomorrow as Dr. Yung wraps up his message and encourages you that God's plans for you are never second best.